Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism and that John announced, how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on the tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he was the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the Christian tradition, Easter Sunday marks new beginnings. Meeting with the First Communion or the Communion Instruction class, I briefly discussed the many ways that when things seem really hopeless, really bad, God promises to be with you. God promises a new start every day. No matter how messed up our lives are, we are in Christ. We are at the very same time sinner and at the very same time beloved. My experience is that from the youngest little one to the oldest, longest term member, each one desires to be included. Everyone wants to have a place. It is especially true in a world where so often the lunchroom or the playground at school can be a spirit-crushing experience. The workplace and also social media can be places of denigration, of dehumanization, so much ugliness. Over the past week, the church has rehearsed yet again the truth that no matter how difficult, no matter how horrifying, no matter how soul-crushing the experience, in Jesus Christ, God has chosen to accompany you, to walk with all people, with all creation. God entered into the greatest defeat, into death, so that the final foe may be vanquished. As Laura and I talked about worship for today and the fact that St. Andrew's will still be worshiping live via Zoom, one of the things she raised was the question of how to build a sense of majesty, of grandeur in this worship service. What the church celebrates today is big. As worship planners, we want this gathering to embody the greatness of all that the church celebrates today. It is, after all, a victory party to end all victory parties. Then I read the resurrection story in the gospel according to Mark. Every time Mark's gospel comes around, I am struck by what scholars call this shortest of endings of this gospel. Many consider it to be the original ending. In our Bibles today, there is more after it, but scholars believe these are later additions. So listen to it again. So Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. You see, these women came to the tomb with a clear expectation of what to do. They bought costly spices, and they were responsible for anointing Jesus' body. This was their custom for burial. It was a way for them to enter into the depths of their grief. They and all the disciples had such high expectations, such high hopes, that with Jesus, everything would be different. Life under Roman rule, life in subsistence farmer and merchant roles, life in general was just so difficult, so horrible, so crushing. Yes, they had figured out ways to get by, but Jesus offered a vision of a whole new way. He called it the reign of God. He spoke with authority. He healed and cured people. He challenged the religious and government leaders who kept enacting laws that disenfranchised them. Surely, he was going to overthrow all of that. Instead, he was arrested. He was tortured. He was put to death in the inhumane mode of warning. You see, the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacist communities all know too well that the cross is a sign of warning. It is a threat. And the Roman government, with complicity from the religious leaders, used that warning, crucifixion, death on a cross, to control the crowds. In Jesus' death, all was lost. It was all so horrifying. But when Mary and Mary and Salome got to the tomb, it was open. Jesus was not there. A young man announced the impossible. Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus. He has been raised. He is not here. In that instant, those women experienced a disruption of their lives and experience that was unfathomable. Perhaps after 2,000 years, this story is so old hat that comprehending its magnitude is difficult. But their response tells us everything we need to know. They fled. Terror and amazement gripped them. They were seized. They were afraid. This is a truly unsatisfying way to end this story. The story, you may recall, started out looking like a story of triumph. Remember all the way back at the very start? The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This story started out announcing a victory with Jesus as the true heir of God. That beginning was an affront to Caesar, who made claims to divinity, and to the Roman Empire, that announced good news to the vanquished, proclaiming peace enforced by the fist. With a story that began with victory announcements, ending the story, the whole book, so abruptly, in a seizure of fear. Well, it is so contrary to the victory we have come to celebrate. And yet, I've come to believe that this ending is perfect. It is perfect because it points to just how disrupting God's activity is in the lives of the faithful. Resurrection life is not about being comfortable. Resurrection life is not about personal salvation. Resurrection life is not about meeting expectations. Rather, the Holy Spirit works in our lives in ways that often surprise us. And frankly, not being able to be in control is terrifying. For me, encountering novel ways of being in God's reign seizes me. I often can be paralyzed. In that, this abrupt ending speaks my truth. Finally, this ending is perfect precisely because it is not the end. Rather, the women are sent to tell others. Jesus will meet them at home in Galilee. They will see him there. We too are sent to see others, to tell others, to meet Jesus in all the surprising places, in all the surprising people, at home, in our workplaces, in our schools, wherever we are. For that is the promise of the resurrection. God is with us wherever we are. Go tell others.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.